The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade has claimed responsibility for many of the bloodiest attacks on Israelis over the past few months. That includes the double suicide bombing in Tel Aviv on January 5th that left 23 dead and dozens wounded. The Al-Aqsa Brigade is made up of members of Yasser Arafat's mainstream Fatah movement. But Palestinian officials say Arafat has lost control of the group. Its members reject Arafat's call for a truce, and some say they will take orders only from jailed Fatah leader Marwan Barghouti. He now is awaiting trial in Israel. NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report from a marketplace in the West Bank.
Through a narrow alley in the Kasbah of Nablus and up a flight of stairs is a room used as a hideout by members of the Al-Aqsa Brigades. The room is unheated, and the only furniture is a narrow, rusted iron bedstead with a thin mattress. There is a tall, thin man inside the room. He's jumpy, saying Israeli authorities have been trying to arrest him. His father and brothers are already in jail. Before he agrees to talk, the man takes out his cell phone and calls the nephew of Marwan Barghouti, the West Bank leader of Fatah, accused by Israel of orchestrating dozens of terrorist attacks. The Al-Aqsa fighter makes it clear those attacks will continue, despite appeals from Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and other Palestinian leaders for a ceasefire.
What kind of ceasefire you talk about under the siege? The Israelis should stop their pressure on the Palestinians, then the attacks could be stopped.
The fighter says there is no overall commander of the Al-Aqsa Brigades. Each cell of five or six men plans operations on its own. He says the only man he will obey is Marwan Barghouti. If Barghouti goes on television and calls for a ceasefire, he says, I will listen. He says obtaining Barghouti's release from jail is one of the brigade's main goals. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Hassan Khatib says members of the Al-Aqsa Brigades consider Barghouti their field commander.
The political line and the line of analysis that Marwan stands for is accepted very widely, not only among the brigades, but within the society in general. A line that combines together the insistence to continue the struggle in whatever possible way against the occupation as long as there is occupation, and in the same time and in parallel the willingness to negotiate.
Khatib says members of the brigade still see Arafat as the Palestinian political leader and an important symbol, but he says they will no longer listen to Arafat's calls to stop attacks. Unlike other militant groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad, the Al-Aqsa Brigade is not religious. While Hamas and Islamic Jihad demand a state of Palestine in what is now Israel, members of the Al-Aqsa Brigade say their goal is a Palestinian state in the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem. They say they are willing to live in peace with Israel once the Israeli occupation ends. Palestinian security sources say Arafat did have control over the Al-Aqsa Brigades at the beginning of the Intifada 28 months ago. Israeli officials have published documents they say proves Arafat was funding members of the brigades. But Palestinian sources say that as the Intifada has continued, Arafat's influence over the brigade has waned. In several cases, they say, Arafat offered local Al-Aqsa commanders money to stop attacks inside Israel. The commanders declined. Hussein Sheikh, the leader of Fatah in the West Bank, acknowledges that the Al-Aqsa brigades are no longer under Arafat's authority.
It hasn't a central leadership or command. They are groups and individuals in the West Bank and Gaza Strip cities, refugees camps, villages, and not under the direct control of German Arafat.
Jafar Asfour, a member of the Palestinian Authority in Ramallah, who is close to Al-Aqsa, says Arafat has tried to stop the suicide bombings because they make it harder for the international community to pressure Israel to withdraw from the West Bank. But Asfour says members of the brigades don't see the larger political picture. What they want, he says, is to make Israelis suffer the way Palestinians have. Cabinet Minister Hassan Khatib says this hard line makes the brigades increasingly popular in the Palestinian street.
They are perceived as heroes and as people whom are sacrificing everything they have for the cause. as a person who has strong background in public opinion studies, I am under the impression that they are very popular, and their activities against Israel is very popular.
The Al-Aqsa Martyr Brigade's fighter in his hideout in Nablus concurs. He says he can knock on any person's door in Nablus and be given food and shelter. He says that until Israel withdraws from the West Bank and Gaza Strip, the Al-Aqsa Brigade will continue to fight. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Nablus.